This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Three people killed and eight missing in a Mugu landslide. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says election would be held in a free and fair environment. And explosions across Ukraine as strikes hit Kyiv and other cities. Now the news in detail. Three people killed and eight people went missing in a landslide in Chayanath Rara municipality of Mugu. According to District Police Office Mugu, three people have died and eight people have gone missing due to a landslide in Chayanath Rara municipality 11. Police said that the identity of the deceased and the missing could not be revealed. Five people from the same family have gone missing after a landslide occurred in Baligaon of Tilagufa Municipality 7 of Kalikot District. The police say that the family of five members of the local Durvaraj Bistaw has gone missing. Durvaraj Bistaw's 35-year-old wife Mamta Bistaw, 15-year-old son Bharat Bistaw, 13-year-old son Kripesh and 11-year-old daughter Jani went missing after the house was swept away by a landslide on Sunday. The police said that it has been difficult to search for the missing persons due to continuous rain for 5 days. Likewise, 15 people who went to cottages in Tilagufa Municipality 4, Ranchuli village of Kalikot have lost contact. Chief District Officer of Kalikot, Ram Hari Sarma, informed that the local youth who went to the cottages of Himral Sahi after the locals reported that they were swept away by a landslide. According to Sarma, the police have headed towards the spot and will find out more about it. Home Minister Balkishna Khad has instructed the Home Administration, the relevant district administration and security agencies to immediately rescue those injured due to floods and landslides in Mugu, Kalikot and Humla of Karnali province. Home Minister Khad has instructed to rescue, treat and rehabilitate the injured by using the resources available in the district and if additional resources are needed, send a written instruction to the ministry. Secretary Khad has given instructions to Home Secretary Binod Prasad Singh, Head of Security Coordination Division of the Ministry, Fanindra Mani Pokhrel, Deputy Inspector General of Police of Karnali Province of Nepal, Post Raj Pokhrel and Chief District Officer of the Concerned District. The Election Commission has informed that the time for filing complaints against the candidates is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and the time for examining and deciding on nomination papers and complaints is from 3 to 5 p.m. today. Similarly, the draft list of candidates will be published on October 11 from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The time to withdraw the candidacy is on October 12 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and the final list of candidates will be published from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on the October 12th and election symbols will be provided to the candidates from 4 p.m. on the same day. The Election Commission has already established 165 election officers with 77 chief returning officers and 88 returning officers for the election to be held on November 20. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, has said that the election to the Member of the House of Representatives and Province Assembly on November 20 is going to be held in a free, fear-free and credible environment. Talking to journalists today, Minister Karki, who is also the government spokesperson, expressed the belief that the country would move ahead on the path of development, prosperity, good governance, peace, stability and economic stability after the upcoming election. He said the next government would strive toward ending the unemployment and poverty in the country, stating that the government has been effortful towards strengthening internal unity by protecting the constitution. He said his focus has been to make his constituency from he is elected to the parliament the best constituency. The district court Kathmandu has granted permission to the police to keep the suspended captain of the Nepali cricket team, Sandeep Lamisani, in custody for a week. The court extended the term till October 13. Police had produced Lamisani before the court today, seeking extension of his custody term. Advocate Shakti Pathak said that Lamisani pleaded before Judge Dayaram Dhakal during the term extension that he is innocent and was not involved in the sexual assault on a minor. Lamisani is currently kept in judicial custody after a complaint was filed against him on the charge of raping a minor girl. Police arrested Lamisani from the international airport on October 6. He is produced before the court today, seeking custody extension after the courts open today following the Dasain holiday. The Bhimdatta Highway, which had remained obstructed due to incessant rain since October 6, has resumed. The highway was blocked due to a landslide at Godavari Municipality for Kailali District. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the Kailali District Police Office, Bid Prakash Subsi, said the security persons, locals and drivers joined hands in opening the highway by removing the landslide debris. Vehicles have started plying the highway with its operation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Reports are coming in of multiple explosions in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv. At least two blasts were heard in central Kyiv shortly after 8 local time. This is the first time Kyiv has been hit for many months, and the explosions also appear to be much more central than Russian strikes earlier in the war. The apparent strikes on the city come 2 days after the only bridge linking Russia with occupied Crimea was damaged in a blast. Russia's President Vladimir Putin is due to chair a meeting of his Security Council today to discuss the explosion on the Crimean bridge. Ukrainian officials say a number of people have been wounded in further missile attacks in Zaporizhia overnight. Emergency services put out a large fire that broke out at the Centaurus Mall in the center of the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. Police say everyone in the shopping center was evacuated safely and no casualties were reported. Images on social media showed a huge plume of smoke emanating from the building, with flames both inside and outside the shopping center. They also showed people trying to leave the building. The fire broke out at lunchtime, with footage showing roaring flames near the food court while it was packed with visitors. The Capital Development Authority said the fire was under control after 2 hours. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain generally to mostly cloudy in Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudupasim Province, and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in many places of Karnali Province and Sudupasim Province, in some places of Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country, and chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places of Karnali Province and Sudupasim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 3 people killed and 8 missing in a Mugu landslide. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says election would be held in a free and fair environment, and explosions across Ukraine as strikes hit Kyiv and other cities. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.